Water officials have been looking for ways to deal with the reality that the Colorado River can't always deliver all of the water that people demand. KUER's Judy Fays has the story on emerging coping strategies.
Vivid bathtub rings around Lake Powell and Lake Mead help explain why the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has been taking a hard look at the Colorado River Basin. The river serves more than 35 million people and irrigates 4.5 million acres of crops in seven states, and the pressure is only expected to grow. The agency is asking for public input on its new list of strategies to prepare for times when water demands exceed Colorado River supplies. Carly Jurla led the Bureau of Reclamation's effort.
Imbalance of supply and demand just puts a lot of stress on all of the things that are dependent on water.
That includes communities, businesses, farms, recreation, and the environment. And it means conserving water, reusing it, and updating the pipe network. Bart Forsyth is Assistant General Manager of the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. And as Utah's representative in the cities and industry stakeholder group, he helped brainstorm dozens of water solutions. Forsyth says the biggest challenge ahead has nothing to do with technology.
What we're looking for is a mindset change, a community value system where we're all looking to save water, to understand how valuable it is as a natural resource, and to basically incorporate a water conservation ethic.
One of the top ideas from Forsyth's stakeholder team is smart metering, which allows customers to monitor their water use online as it happens. Around 8,500 of the systems will be installed and operational in a year in Salt Lake County. Judy Fays, KUER News.